Hello, everybody, and welcome to another week with the CrossFit Linchpin Private Track. If you've been around for a while, thank you for your continued support. If you're brand new, I think you're going to really enjoy yourself, what we do, and the community. If you hear screaming in the background, that's my baby in the other room. So, on to today's workout. Well, before we get to today's workout, every Monday, every day I post a video like this discussing the workout. But every Monday I post another video entitled New to Linchpin, Watch This First. And just as the title says, if you have not watched that other video, you need to. Or if you've been around for a while and you haven't, you need to. Because it discusses all the little nuances that I will go over in these daily videos. And if you don't know it, you won't get the full benefit from Linchpin. What's the wild card option? I discussed that in the other video. Why is there one not for time workout a week? What does that mean? Do I have to do a not for time? Can I? That's in the other video. The goal times, are they rigid? Are they flexible? That's in the other video. So, gotta watch that. It's a little on the long side, I know, but there's a lot of info and a lot of benefits that we give you at the private track. So it takes a while to go through them. So watch that and circle back. Here we go. I'm going to assume that you did that. The workout of the day is Murph, probably one of the most well-known workouts in CrossFit next to Fran. It's a hero workout, and it is for a fallen SEAL, Michael Murphy. And if you want to learn more about Michael Murphy and what he did, a simple Google search will give you a tremendous amount of information about that. Hero workouts, it's always, regardless of what hero it is, it's always important to remember that there's a real person and a real story behind that named workout, and Murph is, of course, no different. And this workout it's very challenging, and it hits close to home as a former SEAL myself. I don't like to see any hero workout, but, one for a fallen SEAL is, it's close to the heart. So this is a special one. And it's a tough one. Here's what Murph is if you're unfamiliar with it. It's for time. 1 mile run, 100 pull-ups, 200 push-ups, 300 air squats, and then another 1 mile run. Last time we did this was on May 31st, 2021. If you want to go back, check your time, see how you broke it up. Do you need to modify that? All that should be in the BTWB app if you used the notes section last time. So what's interesting about Murph, it also says, if you have a weight vest or body armor, wear it. 20 pounds for men, 14 for women. The interesting thing about Murph is it starts and ends with that 1 mile run. But then the gymnastics movements in the middle, the pull-ups, push-ups, and air squats, you can knock those out however you want. You want to do it chipper style, all 100 pull-ups, then all 200 push-ups, then all 300 air squats, absolutely go for it. But if you want to divvy that up into 20 rounds of 5 pull-ups, 10 push-ups, and 15 air squats, that will get you the same amount of work, and then you can just finish with the 1 mile run. So how you partition that work in the middle is totally up to you. We, of course, also have other equipment conversions if you have to replace the running with rowing or biking or something like that. We've got videos showing a couple styles of pull-ups, the push-up and the air squat. Super Fitness Robot Time. This is data pulled from BTWB. For men, 40 minutes or less would be the Super Fitness Robot. Women, 44 minutes or less. And more likely time is basically in around an hour. The wild card option is a half Murph. So it's for time, 800 meter run, 50 pull-ups, 100 push-ups, 150 air squats, 800 meter run, and of course, same deal, you could partition that gymnastics work in the middle in any way that you see fit. Scaled option, we're going to knock it down a little bit more. For time, 4 minutes of running, so cover whatever distance you can, 30 ring rows or pull-ups, 60 push-ups or elevated push-ups or knee push-ups, 100 air squats, and then another 4 minutes of running on the backside. We've got videos showing all of those movements as well. Limited equipment option, precisely the same as the workout of the day. And the no equipment workout today, I'm going to assume that you don't have a pull-up bar because it's no equipment. So it's almost Murph, but not quite. 1 mile run, 200 push-ups, 300 air squats, and a 1 mile run. And you could also feel free to partition those gymnastics movements as you see fit. Accessory work for the day. Optional as always. Murph's a long workout. We usually put two pieces of accessory work in. Today I'm just putting in one. Murph took a long time. You never have to do the accessory work. It's optional. But today, if you so desire, it's just farmer's carries. Do three farmer's carries. The distance that you walk will be determined by how heavy the objects you have available are. They're really heavy. Your three farmer's carries won't cover a lot of distance. If they're a little on the lighter side, you'll have to walk a bit further. Rest is needed between those sets and just get in some good grip building exercise. Cool down and stretching for the day, 5 to 15 minutes, casual walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. And then for the stretch, calves and foam rolling, hamstring and the pec laying on the side. And we end today's workout with the same few sentences that end every day. Remove ego, embrace scaling, be smart, be safe, support each other, have fun, and post your results. I will see you tomorrow for Tuesday's workout.